Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A fisherman in the U.S. state of North Carolina may have captured video of what might be a portion of the shot-down suspected Chinese spy balloon being brought to shore. A Pentagon spokesperson asked about the footage declined to comment on Sunday. The man said he saw U.S. Navy personnel arriving at a boat landing in North Myrtle Beach with what appeared to be a white deflated balloon across the bows of two different boats. A third boat appeared to have a crane and boxes on it. The suspected Chinese spy balloon was downed by a missile from an F-22 fighter just off Myrtle Beach on Saturday. There is political bickering in Washington over the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Never should have been allowed to complete its mission.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water.
We protected civilians. We gained more intelligence while protecting our own sensitive information.
He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. cybersecurity officials were assessing the impact of reported incidents on Sunday after Italy sounded an alarm earlier on a global computer hacking attack. The comments come after Italy's National Cybersecurity Agency warned organizations to protect their systems. This is VOA News. Repair crews were working around the clock to restore power systems in the Black Sea port of Odessa, following a fire that left hundreds of thousands of residents without electricity, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday. The mass blackout, though attributable to a fire, was one of many that have hit Ukraine's grid since Russia focused in October on attacking energy infrastructure as part of its invasion of Ukraine. Zelensky said that such disruptions in Ukrainian cities could not have happened before the onset of Russian attacks on power generation sites over several weeks. The extreme cold that gripped the northeastern part of the United States gives way to more seasonal temperatures, with above-average temperatures now on tap. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Temperatures in many areas of the Northeast climbed to the mid-40s Sunday. Even New Hampshire's Mount Washington, where it was minus 47, climbed to 18. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
We do expect the temperatures to be above average for the upcoming week across a good part of the country, especially the Northeast.
A big difference from Saturday's record-breaking cold.
Boston was minus 10, Albany minus 13, Glens Falls, New York, minus 24.
And all three of New York City's major airports had record-breaking weather. 5 degrees at LaGuardia and Newark, 4 degrees at JFK. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis flew back to Rome on Sunday after a three-day tour of South Sudan. The Pope concluded his visit with a mass before an estimated 100,000 people at the John Garang Mausoleum, where he reiterated a message of peace for the country's faithful. Sheila Pawnee reports for VOA News from Juba.
Jesus knows your anguish and the hope you bear in your hearts, the joys and struggles that make your lives, the darkness that assails you, and the faith that is like a song in the night you raise to heaven. This was Pope Francis' message during a Mass for South Sudan's faithful in the nation's capital of Juba Sunday morning. It was the final day of his African pilgrimage of peace. The Pope's homily weave around the themes of reconciliation and mutual forgiveness for past wrongs. Sheila Pawnee for VOA News in Juba.
Pope Francis, along with the head of the Anglican Communion and the top Presbyterian minister, have together denounced the criminalization of gay people and said they should be welcomed by their churches. The three Christian leaders spoke out on LGBTQ rights during an unprecedented joint airborne news conference returning home from South Sudan. This is Dr.